A new study by the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research finds some early positive academic effects from the Kalamazoo County Ready 4s program. KC Ready 4s is attempting to provide universal access to high-quality preschool throughout the county. Among other things, the nonprofit organization offers tuition assistance on a sliding scale depending on income. Economist Tim Bardick conducted the study. He's also a board member of KC Ready 4s. Bardick says the study includes only a small sample size, but he says it shows large improvement in test scores.
Large, of course, is a subjective term. What do you mean by large? For example, in percentile terms, there are at least 19 percentiles or more. So that if a child would have been performing at the 31st percentile, 31% of the kids below, 69% above, they'd move up 19 percentiles to the 50th percentile, the median. I think most parents would say that's pretty large if you were told your kid had moved up 19 percentiles. And if you look about how that corresponds to how much kids would typically learn at age 4 without preschool, we're talking about an increase of learning that's at least 50% greater than they would otherwise learn during the preschool year.
Now, reading from your study, it does say the estimates have some limitations. I am examining a new program that is still changing with a small sample size. So how do we weigh that with what you tell us are some pretty impressive test score improvements?
Well, I mean, there's some uncertainty in the as there is in any study with a limited sample size. But in this particular case, we only have a couple hundred kids. However, the results are pretty consistent with what we found from other preschool studies. In other words, the magnitude of the effects, they tend to be, for this program, towards the high end of what we found in previous studies of high-quality preschool programs. But they're within the range of what we've seen. So we found effects similar to this in preschool programs in Tulsa, in Chicago, in Boston. Many state programs, we found similar size effects for Michigan's Great Start Readiness Program. We found similar effects in West Virginia, South Carolina. It's not as if this is one isolated study finding that high-quality preschool makes a difference. It fits into an overall research literature that finds that high-quality preschool makes a difference.
You say that the test score effects are large enough to predict important percentage increases in future earnings. Explain that connection.
Well, there are some studies that look at what are the causal effects of higher kindergarten test scores on earnings. And in fact, they find pretty consistent results. Higher kindergarten test scores, holding other characteristics of the individual and their family constant, predict higher earnings. And in fact, the test score effects that I find would be predicted to increase adult earnings by about 10%. And given how much people earn over their lifetime, we're talking about increasing earnings that would be tens of thousands of dollars if you added up over your entire working career. So that indicates a pretty favorable benefit-cost ratio we'd predict for the program. Simply from its effects on earnings, we would predict that the benefits in terms of increased earnings would significantly exceed the cost of the program. The program provides tuition assistance, which averages less than $4,500 per child. And here it's predicted to produce future earnings effects of tens of thousands of dollars. That's a pretty favorable economic benefit-cost ratio. Now, these are predicted effects, but they are based on what we know from this study are the short-term test score effects. And as I said, it's consistent with previous research, which I think adds credence to the results.
As you write about the background of KC Ready 4s, you also write about Kalamazoo's history with education, including the Kalamazoo school case, which goes back to 1874, up to and including the Kalamazoo Promise. Does that background in some way, and it may be tough to quantify in a study, but does that background in some way likely boost some of these results that we're seeing?
I don't know if it affects the kids. Obviously, the kids aren't aware of the history. I think it does boost community support for programs like this. I think there's a long tradition in Kalamazoo of thinking about education as not being simply something that benefits the individual, but also providing broad public benefits that if we invest in education, it benefits the entire community by you create a better workforce, better citizens. You create an economic environment with greater economic growth. And I think that's been something that people in Kalamazoo have believed for a long time. And I think that helps increase community support for endeavors like this, and it may increase parental support for programs like this. I mean, it may be that because of that tradition, there are more families interested in improving education than might otherwise be.
Tim Bardick is an economist with the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. He is also a board member of Kalamazoo County Ready Fours. You can find a link to his study on the short-term academic benefits of KC Ready Fours and a longer version of this interview at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.